Why did Rome want them crucified? Because they were afraid, the politicians in Rome, they were afraid of losing their place, the same like the religious leaders were afraid to lose their place in Israel. So it's the same thing today. You got the politics and you got the religious group. And being on a cross is a Roman death. Stoning is a Jewish death. They would stone people. So if he was on the cross, that's how the Romans killed and brought death to people, by nailing them to a cross. And a Roman soldier was the one that pierced his side. A Roman soldier. Pilate had the authority to release him. So this is what you're dealing with today. You're looking for a change in politics? Good luck. I said good luck. Everyone say good luck. That's what brought Jesus to the cross, and that's what's going to bring him back. I said, that's what brought him to the cross, and that's what's bringing him back. It's going to bring him back. Amen. The crucifixion brought him to the cross. The politics brought him to the cross. In religion, in the government, politics. Release him, his wife said. Release the man. I had a dream. He's innocent. He had the authority to do it. But they released the thief in the place of Jesus. Today they release thieves and they want to crucify those that are right. They call evil good and good evil. I said, that's the day we're living. Has anybody yet done anything in back there? Has anybody got this message? I know the Holy Ghost has got you enticed. I know you by the words that I'm speaking, but break away for a minute. Break away and let God bless you right now. How can God bless them right now, Brother Barry?
Amen. You can honor them in your giving. Scroll down to the right-hand side of your screen. You'll see a link that says click here to give online. Click the link. Follow it. Fill it out. Bless the Lord and he'll bless you.
How can we do that? Say that one more time.
Amen. You can honor the Lord in your giving. When you honor him, he'll honor you.
Amen.
You scroll down to the right-hand side of your screen as you're watching us. You'll see a link that says click here to give online. Click it.
Well, something has to break loose here, Brother Barry. You better tell them a third time.
Well, if you want something to break loose, you got to do something. Breakthrough isn't just a noun, it's a verb. It's something that you don't just get, it's something that you do. If you want a breakthrough, then you have to break through. I can't think of a better way to break through than to do something, and I can't think of anything better to do is to praise the Lord and honor him. How do you do that? You praise the Lord and you're giving. Amen. You scroll down to the right-hand side of your screen. Click the link. Says click here to give online. Click it. Follow it. Fill out the form. Bless God and he'll bless you.
What you are learning here, a professor would charge you a lot of money. A psychiatrist would get paid well. Hello? What you are learning here tonight, you won't have to go to a psychiatrist. I know the God that we serve, with all that's going on in the world, I know he's not on medication. Oh, we can't handle our problems. Oh, just can't handle. Well, look what God has to handle. Look what he has to deal with in this world. And he's not on medication. Because he's God help. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You know what the Holy Spirit has come to do? The Holy Spirit is our comforter in John 16 and 7. And in the Greek, the word paraclete, that's what it means. The Holy Spirit, the Greek word comforter, means paraclete. And you know what a paraclete is? It's one that pleads your case before the judge. He's a defense counselor. I wish somebody would say, yes. Oh, hallelujah. We shout, my God, I got the Holy Ghost. See, in the Garden of Eden, they didn't need to speak in tongues because they lived in the glory of God. They had dominion. It was given to them. They had dominion. So now the Lord says it's expedient that I go away because you got to get back to the place where you were in the Garden of Eden. You got to get back into the glory. You got to get back in where the anointing is. Can you say hallelujah? Comforters and someone that comes and wraps a blanket around. Jake always had a little blanket when he was small. Remember that, Jake?
Yep. Long time ago, Pastor.
I remember.
It's a long time ago.
I remember reading him a book.
Decades.
I remember reading a book to him, and I would skip pages because I didn't want to read this whole. Hey, Grandpa, you skipped the pages. Little kid, he's telling me I skipped the page. He knew the book by heart.
It wasn't like you skipped one or two, Pastor. You skipped the entire book. You start, ding dong, who's here? Oh, it's the Cat in the Hat. Next page, and the cat left. So like I was always a little confused. So it really didn't take that hard of a thinking to figure out something was wrong.
I don't know, you were somewhere with your mom. And what was it? You wanted a slice of pizza? And your mother said, there's no pizza places pizza around place. Here. No. You said, oh, yeah, Mama. I just saw a sign that says P-I-Z-Z-A, pizza.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks
How
ago.
How old were you then?
What?
How old were you?
I don't know. It was a long time ago. Four or five. I don't
4 or 5 years old. And he spelled the word pizza so his mother would turn around and get him pizza. Oh, I saw a sign that says P-I-Z-Z-A, pizza. Yeah, that's all right. I thought I could fool him, and I thought I could slip by pages, you know, and read the whole book. But boy, he'd get me. He said, Grandpa. So when he'd come around, I'd hide the book so I wouldn't have to read them to him. John. Brother John. Yeah, everybody say, Brother John. I like Brother John in the 16th chapter. He's a good brother, Brother John. Amen. John, the 16th chapter. Let's see what Brother John has to say here. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. You know, the truth is knowledge. Everybody say knowledge. That's why the Lord says the day is coming. You're going to have to worship me in spirit and truth. It's wonderful to have the spirit. But you need some knowledge to go around with the Spirit. Can you say amen? That's what truth is. So, nevertheless, I tell you, it's expedient for you that I go away. For I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send them to you. So, what's the Comforter? The Comforter in the Greek is Paraclete. It's one who is called to one side, called to one's aid, pleads your case before a judge, a defense counselor, a lawyer, an intercessor, an assistant, an advocate, a giver of divine strength to undergo trials. I wish somebody would say hallelujah. You need strength to go through your trials. We sing a song, He Gives What? Strength to me. Do you know what you're saying? I believe a lot of people sing songs. They just worship. They're not worshiping God. If they really knew what they were singing, there'd be a change. They worship instead of worshiping God. Oh, He gives strength to me. As I were. They drag in. When the saints come dragging in and they drag out. But He gives strength to me. You worship. You're not worshiping God. If you really knew what you were singing about, I said, the Lord would give you strength. Did we get anyone yet? Oh, somebody is moving, getting some action here tonight. Getting some action here. Amen. We need some more action. Say, we need more action here tonight. Amen. We just sent out a mailing for our banquet that we're having for the School of the Prophets, and the postage was over $700. That's just for postage that we're having our banquet, letting people know we sent out letters. And I get the bill today, said people think everything's for nothing, you know. Amen. That would be nice, but even the Lord died on the cross wasn't free. Amen. He gave up Himself that you might have life. Amen. So there's a value on what the Lord has done for you. He paid the price for you. It says, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord's. You got to glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord's. He gave of Himself